This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. Joe Biden has been sworn in as the nation's 46th president of the United States, facing a group of crises arguably greater than any faced by any predecessors. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
2 weeks after an insurrection at the Capitol, Biden stood on its west front, hand on an old family Bible, and took the oath of office before declaring democracy has won.
This is America's day.
And in a nation deeply divided and staggered by a virus pandemic, Biden says it's time to renew and rebuild together.
For without unity, there is no peace. Only bitterness and fury.
For those who did not support him.
Hear me out as we move forward.
While three former presidents were at the Capitol, Donald Trump was not. He flew to Florida hours earlier, the first president twice impeached, becoming the first in modern times to skip his successor's inauguration. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Also taking an oath today, Vice President Kamala Harris, administered by Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor.
Kamala Davy Harris, I solemnly swear
that I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
Harris becomes the first woman, first Black, and first South Asian vice president. Many world leaders said they were looking forward to working with U.S. President Joe Biden. Charles Michel, president of the European Council, tweeted, "Congratulations to both Biden and Vice President Kamala Harris," adding, quote, "It's time to bring back conviction and common sense and rejuvenate our EU-U.S. relationship." Pope Francis urged Mr. Biden to promote reconciliation and peace around the world. This is